You know, this week's parsha talks about the death of Aaron HaKohen. Perek Chav, Perek Pasuk Chav Ches. Vayavshei Moshe as Aaron. Moshe divested Aaron of his garments. Es begadav vayalbesh osam es alazur ben beno vayomas Aaron sham barosh ahar vayered Moshe velazur min ahar. And Moshe and Aaron came down from the har. Moshe, excuse me, Moshe and Elazar descended from the mountain, and Aaron died upon the mountain. Pasuk Chav Tes. Ayiru kol aida ki gava Aaron vayifku as Aaron shlosh miyom kol beis Yisrael, and the entire Klai Yisrael saw that Aaron had passed away, and they all wept for Aaron 30 days. The entire congregation. Rashi famously brings down the famous Avos Reb Nosson Perek Yud Beis that the Hanoshim vaHanoshim amatil ava, that why was Aaron HaKohen so great? Let's see why. Hanoshim vaHanoshim, the men and the women, all of them cried. Why? If he shahaya Aaron Rodiv Shalom Umatil Abba ben Bale Merevo ben Ishli Ishta. Because he used to bring tremendous shalom to others, always trying to be able to bring peace amongst everyone. We know that the Avos Reb Nosson goes on and he says that he used to go over to the one party in the disagreement and say, you know, your wife really wants you to come back, she feels so bad. And then Aaron HaKohen would go to the husband or to the other party and say, you know, your wife feels Aaron HaKohen would go to the wife and say, your husband feels so bad. And he would just find out different ways of caring for others. So today is a very, very big day. Why is today a very big day? Today is Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Rabbi J.J. Schechter Shlito taught us when I was in college, we took a class called communal catastrophes. And one of the things we talked about was Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Mogen Avram writes in Hilchos Tanios in Simin, Tof Kuf Pei Aleph, Hatanya, B'yom HaShishi Parshas Chukas, the sixth day of Parshas Chukas, Nogu Yechidim Le'esanos, Shepa'osu Ayom Nisrafu Chof Kronos, Meleim Sfarim Betzarfas. There were certain Jews in Europe during that time, they used to fast. Why do they fast? Because 20 wagon loads of filled of Sfarim were burnt in France. The low kavu also be mei chodesh. So then Magen Avram says, okay, so if you're going to tell me we're going to fast for a reason, then do it on the day of the month. Why are we fasting? What does it have to do with the Parsha that they fast in Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas? And Magen Avram continues, they had a Shelos Chalom. They did a Shelos Chalom, and they realized that the reason that they had this tremendous catastrophe of 20 wagon loads filled of Sfarim wasn't because of anything to do with the day, but it had to do with the Parsha. Because we know the Parsha starts off, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the Chuk of the Torah, talking about Parah Duma, and the Targum over there says, Dog Zerusa Doraisa. And the Targum says that this is the Gzera of the Torah. So they saw that it was a simon from the Rabbanu Shalom, it was a simon from Shemayim, that the wagon loads were burnt for a reason. So it might not, as Rabbi J.J. Schechter explained, it might not look like, okay, 20 wagon loads filled the Svarim. Not that I know nowadays in 2015, 5775, it's not the biggest deal, but just imagine how many hours and hours were put into those Sfarim. Back in the day, they didn't have any printing presses. This is a very, very big deal. So today, even though we don't commemorate we don't fast, I think it's very apropos to be an Aaron HaKohen, to be able to remember, to be able to care, to be able to try to learn a little more, to be able to try to think of others. I think that's the other thing. Something sometimes might not be bothering you because it might not be your issue, but it's still bothering someone else. It's still hurting someone else. And that's one of the biggest messages now going into 3 weeks. If something's not happening to you, but something's happening to your friend, it should hurt us. We should want to be able to help as much as possible. That's what true Avos Yisrael is. That's what Aaron HaKohen is. Aaron HaKohen cared for every Jew, and he would make sure to be able to go out of his way to be able to help others. And that's exactly why the pasuk says, Kol Ha'ida. The whole congregation wept for him for 30 days, such a long time. Mamish, they kept Shloshin. Aaron HaKohen was their Rebbe, or he was their Rebbe. Just to be able to close with a certain mice, and then maybe connected to a wedding. We know a famous story about the Skolen Rebbe and the vision of the Rebbe after the war, and happened to be that the... I think it was the vision of the Rebbe, it could be that I'm mixing up the two, but the vision of the Rebbe wanted a... He wanted matzos. It was very hard to be able to get matzos after the war. And what happened was is that they found out that the Vishnu Tzur Rebbe was able to be able to do it. He was able to get it. What happened was, it was an amazing thing. It was the Skolener Rebbe. The Skolener Rebbe had all the matzahs. And the Vishnu Tzur Rebbe wanted to be able to get matzahs. So the Vishnu Tzur Rebbe sent his son a couple of days before Yom Tov, and he said, you know, please get me some matzahs. But I know he's only going to give you one matzah, because he's only giving one family every matzah. I need you to get two matzahs for me. He said, are you sure? He said, yeah, no problem. This is it. Finished. He gets to the Skolener Rebbe's house, and he knocks on the door, and he says, Shalom Aleichem, you know, I'm the son of the vision of the Rebbe. He asked me, I know the Rebbe is only giving out one matzah. He told me not to come home if I don't have two. I said, listen, I'm so sorry, it's right after the Holocaust, right after the war. To be able to get this, and it was a very hard to be able to get into smuggling and black market. I can't. He said, listen, my father told me specific instructions. If I don't come home with two, I can't come home. He said, listen, you're taking away from another family, but if this is what your father said, I have to listen to your father. Your father's a very big chashuv person, and he sent him on his way with two matzahs. Erev Pesach, they're right after they do Bir Chametz, whatever it is. The vision of the Rebbe turned to his son, and he said, "I want you to be able to go take one of those matzahs you got from the Skolener Rebbe, and I want you to be able to go return it. Go return it to him." He said, "Go return it. You told me you needed it." I said, "Okay, don't ask questions. I do what my father says, and I go." He ran over to the town over because it was right up Erev Yom Tov, and he finally got to the Rebbe's house and he knocked on the door. And he said an amazing thing. He said, Rebbe, listen, my father wanted me to give you back a matzah. He knew that you would give away your last matzah to be able to help others to be mekayem their mitzvah before you would mekayem your mitzvah. My father had a little bit of a look. He looked at me, a little haroes anolad moment. He looked towards the future to be able to make sure that you were mekayem your mitzvah. And I think that there's two perspectives in that story. The first one is that the Skolener Rebbe actually gave his own matzah to other people. Able to say, like, no, another Jew's mitzvah is more important, and I'll worry about myself after. But I think the second perspective is the vision to Rebbe, that he had the perspective, and he knew that his friend, the vision of the Skolener Rebbe, would be able to give his own matzah away. And I think that's the whole message of Aaron HaKohen, of he mamash cared for every Jew, and that's why every Jew cried for him in this week's parsha. And that's the Magen Avram. So even though that we might not fast on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, we should understand that the message is very clear: to be able to care for others, to think for others. And I think there's no greater message for a chassan or for a kala going into marriage, able to say that sometimes it might not be about your own perspective, but to be able to care, try to see everything in someone else's shoes, in someone else's situation, and in that way, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll make Aaron HaKohen proud. We'll make the Rabbona Shalom proud, I'll make the visits to Rebbe proud, I'll make the Skolener Rebbe proud, and Amir Tosh Shemesh Bizocha, able to try to increase our Avos Yisrael now going into the summer, whatever we can, able to try to help other Jews, whether it be in camp, whether it be at home, whatever it is, be able to help other Jews as much as we can possible. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.